Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Final segment got cut off by the break. And then we got smoking gun documents on Fauci that just got me totally blown away. I just keep thinking I can handle the next thing that's going to happen. It just gets so insane. Wait till you see this coming up next segment and then the documents we've got. It's unbelievable. These people are so sloppy about what they do. They're so arrogant. They think they control big tech and big media. They can steal elections, release coronaviruses, but in the end, just like Hitler's little monkey cohorts, they're going to be swinging from the end of a rope. So just keep pushing. It's not going to be me that does it. I want legal, lawful systems. No vigilantes. We want them alive, facing trial. To quote Darth Vader, no disintegrations. So, Melissa, finishing up with what you witnessed on election night.
Yeah, so around 11 o'clock p.m., again, my manager Nick and Samuel were panicking, and I walked up to them and I said, is everything okay? They told me that they just had a data loss. I just stood there, and he said, well, we took care of it. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. Well, later on, I was putting everything together, and I realized that it wasn't a data loss. This was when they found out Trump was ahead, 150,000 votes in Michigan. And then Nick continued to send Samuel to the Chicago warehouse to assist with ballots for that big ballot dump at 4:30 a.m., the three ballot dumps. So I heard all of their conversations. You know, the stuff that these people did, the fraud that they are responsible for, I posted their first and last names on my Facebook. I posted their phone numbers. I posted everything about them, screenshots of their social media. Our Department of Justice has done nothing about this. They have not even looked into this. There's a judge here in Michigan that was going through the affidavits that was reading mine and specifically named me and said, I'm not a credible source because my affidavit doesn't match up with anybody else's. Well, why would it? I was working for Dominion. I overheard their conversations. Nobody else is going to know who Nick is. Nobody's going to know who Samuel is. Nobody's going to know that they were sent to the Chicago warehouse, you know, the Detroit Department of Elections. And when that judge did that, it really negatively affected the case in Antrim County.
Oh, of course. Well, I mean, look, this is systemic corruption and election fraud of the Democrats is well known. And what you've done has been one of the most credible people out there to expose it. It's been beautiful. I just hope you get into the state legislature. Again, Trump overwhelmingly, you didn't even see Trump ballots because they were stuffing them so bad, but because of the outside counties, it was so overwhelming that they knew they had to just push it above and beyond, and that's why it created that graph that no one else has ever seen except in this election, where it closes Trump's ahead, and then magically when it reopens, he's way behind, and Biden has surged the lead. That's what you call fraud, and without people like you doing this, we would not know the inside baseball. But of course, you're the eyewitness. You're the person on record that worked for it. You saw it. They don't deny that. They just say, disregard our affidavit. So just absolutely disgusting.
It is. It is, Alex. And, you know, this is we have to have America First candidates. We have to. Right now, I am falling behind in donations. I have Roger Stone's endorsement. I have Mike Lindell's endorsement. I have Rudy Giuliani. And I have a couple more.
Well, you got my endorsement, my listeners' endorsement, and President Trump to come speak in Michigan after he's done in Tampa. So votecarone.com, C-A-R-O-N-E. VoteCarone.com. Melissa, we want to get you back on soon with an update. Hell, we ought to fly you out here to Texas. But regardless, everybody's got to get behind you because you're a key eyewitness. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Wow, she is an eyewitness, boy. They don't want to touch her. Notice that. They don't want to go after her. I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well-known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it. And I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us. And then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Going to make a run at humanity and set up a worldwide government to steal the future, would you do it with tanks or aircraft? Would you do it in black uniforms? No, that's always failed. But if you did it through the medical system and through propaganda and through a rainbow flag, you'd have a good shot at catching humanity with their pants down. Now, I want to explain something when I cover this next story. Everything in this article makes me physically sick because I was studying who Fauci and all these people were 20 years ago. So to sit here and try to explain it to the public, it's like somebody trying to teach somebody Martian that never knew how to speak Martian. But I think you've seen so far that we're not making this stuff up. For whatever weird reason, I got into studying this stuff very, very early. You know, we're the 27-year overnight success story. And here's why I'm really frustrated. And the best way to describe this is just tell you my own personal psychological processing. Because if I don't do this, you're not going to get it. I'm the same way. We don't have much time to stop this. And they believe you're idiots, and they believe you're fools, and they believe they can depopulate you, and that you're going to do nothing about it. And if you do nothing about it, they metaphysically, through survival of the fittest and social Darwinism, believe that you deserve it. So it is not theatrics that I almost went to tape for 10 minutes to just try to go in my office and read over these articles again and just try to come out here and give this speech. Because even a statesman, even a great orator delivering this type of information would take months to prepare something like this. We don't have months. Here's an analogy. Imagine you're an astronomer 150 years ago. You learned about sunspots, mass coronal ejections, and in that alternate reality, that alternate universe, you're looking at the sun one day through your green lens, protects your eyes, and you see a mass coronal ejection so much bigger than you've ever seen, and you realize the sun has just exploded. Like, well, that's not a mass coronal ejection. That's not a sunspot. It's as big as the sun now. Wait, the sun is exploding. It's a supernova. We're going to be dead in 7 minutes because you've measured light. You know light gets here in 7 minutes. And that's what this is like for me. I'm a father. I'm a regular person. I mean, and I'm here watching them destroy our economy, watching them turn us against each other, watching them enslave us, and I'm just like you, and I'm watching the equivalent of a political, cultural supernova and the destruction of humanity. And I'm looking at it through a telescope right now, and we got 7 minutes to live. But we don't have 7 minutes. We got 2-3 years until it's too late to stop their operation. And I'm not going to join them in their operation, even to save my family. It's probably not too late because I could still join them, but then I'd lose my soul. And so it's physically nauseating to sit here and talk about this. And I'm not building this up. I'm just teeing it up that imagine if you were an astronomer and the sun started having a bunch of coronal mass ejections and use a Superman analogy. You know, his dad says this planet's going to collapse and explode. We've taken too much energy out of its core. They were using like thermal, some type of thermal, geothermal energy. He said, you've exhausted the core of the planet. The planet's going to implode now after hundreds of thousands of years of, you know, never advancing, being stagnant. And it's my estimation that within 6 months, this planet will explode by imploding. And then that's what happened in that fictional world. So that's the allegory of where we are. They have flipped the switches. They have initiated the depopulation. And I know the sick part of you, because I'm just as sick as you are, probably sicker. You're like, screw these leftists and idiots with their masks and their shots, let them die. We're going to have to take care of them. They're going to sap and destroy all the pension funds, the economy, and implode it all. And then it's going to get worse. They're going to release real deadly variants, as they're now announcing. I'm just like you. I'm like, screw them. Fine, let them down. I'm like, oh, no, wait a minute, because that's going to come back on us. Anything evil always does. That's why joining the globalists is only pretending, because there is no joining with evil like this. So I promise I'll cover it next segment. I may have to go throw up. Because I won't take what Fauci and Gates have done to us as just some new piece of news and like not make it a big deal. I'm going to fully absorb it. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to stop them, or I'm going to die trying. See, that's what's normal about a commitment against evil. And that's what you're going to have to do, and I'm going to have to do. We're all going to have to do it, and not just take the next piece of info as they piss in our faces and as they kill our children and as they do this is normal and something we're going to accept. We cannot do it anymore. And, of course, he predicts what he's about to already do. Yeah, print that off for me. I mean, this is so easy to predict. Look at those two psychotics. Your TV viewer. The headlines on InfoWars.com. Smoking gun 1 month before COVID outbreak. Fauci and Moderna sent an mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidates to the Wuhan lab link doctor. What's that mean? Well, I had my big smoking gun a few months ago. Head of Gates program. Head of Gates program admits to developing COVID-19 virus. Peter Daszak. Same one that ran the whitewash of it all. But this is them right when they knew they were releasing it, saying, okay, go ahead and produce your vaccine, which this lab was involved already developing under other names. They just changed the name. So then you go, oh, my God, look how incredible we are. We already have it ready for you right now. And how they transferred it from Chapel Hill to Wuhan so they could hide their operations. I mean, the smoking gun is them running the lab, saying they didn't do mRNA, getting the viruses out of the caves, bringing it there, making it all. I mean, that's all there already. This is just like almost as bad as a confession video from Fauci. Because they wanted the money on top of it. So did you know Fauci was already giving candidates for a COVID-19 vaccine before anyone even knew about it or announced it? Isn't that cute? Oh, and the IMF and World Bank had articles 2 years before about COVID-19 and their internal documents that have come out. See, it's all been actuary. It's all been prepared. That's why Fauci got up in 2017 and said, soon, Trump will be challenged by this big pandemic. And they're all got it all prescripted, all ready. And we're all supposed to just sit here while they kill us and shut us down and bankrupt us and say we're not essential and just say, oh, save me, Bill Gates, save me, Fauci, instead of arrest their asses right now.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Year and a half were empty. And all those cancer patients and all those heart patients and all those patients that had flesh-eating bacteria, they had to die. They admit that. And the 15-plus million that starved to death in the first year alone on top of the 15 million that normally starved to death. And all the millions that died of other diseases that couldn't get treatment were all sacrificed in the name of this hysteria and this lie. So what's the name of today's broadcast? Learn how the Great Reset plans to kill you and your family. That's not a lie. That's the truth. A psychotic cult of scientists backed by the richest corporations on Earth have launched their post-human endgame. So, you want me to play 10 or 15 top scientists saying we should depopulate the Earth using viruses? Or maybe the Queen Elizabeth's husband saying it. Or maybe their son saying it. Or maybe Ted Turner saying it. Maybe Bill Gates saying it. We played all that before. They're doing it to us. And the good news is they're a little pissed. They can't believe, actually, that they're only getting like 50% inoculation rates. It's not as high as they're saying. And they're really upset that people are talking about them and the things they've done and the things they've been up to. We got a real fighting chance at this, but we knew what was coming. A world ID, a world social credit score, where you don't have a job unless you take whatever it is these corporations want to put in your body. And I was wrong. Everybody gives me credit for being way ahead of the curve and knowing all this stuff. I predicted when they launched their simulant bio attack that it would be real to a certain extent, but a carrier for a future more deadly version. And that was true. That was right. but not that when they gave the first vaccine, I figured it would be basically placebo to set the precedent that it wouldn't hurt you so you'd trust the next big one. I was wrong. They're so far behind, they said, screw it. Let's kill a whole bunch of people, maim a bunch, sterilize a bunch, and see if we can manage this and carry this out. Because they're psychos, and that's what they're into. You're like, why do they do that? They got all that money. So they should be out on yachts and airplanes and having fun. Because they're killers. They're of their father, the devil. They can't help it. Yeah, we'll play the surprise outbreak clip next segment. So, yeah, they've got a beating up villagers, force inoculating them, making them wear skull and crossbones necklaces. I talked to my wife about it. She goes, I don't believe that. And she looked at the videos. It was on national Hindu news, them doing all this. Like, even the religious news of India is putting it up. To the Indian Times, all of it. I mean, that's what's happening. This is a cult of control. And people are told, you can't go out, you can't have a job, you're going to go bankrupt, your business is shut down, you can't ship your farm produce unless you take a shot. Villagers start coming and kicking your ass. They go, listen, they're not going to let us ship our produce out of here or have electricity until everybody's inoculated. Until the villagers beat your ass themselves and hold you down and make you take it. They want to make, what did another Brahmin say? Our vice president. Kamala Harris, I'll play the clip next segment. Well, in fact, cue her up right now. She says, I want you to go door to door. Not even their contact tracers. Not even their own Clinton Foundation UN intimidators with your cell phone data that Google and Apple make you have on your phone regardless, illegally. Not just the weird, crazy gay pride armies of folks going, we're gay, take our shot, take this shot, take it. Like, okay, you're gay. You want me to take something of my body, too? You want to rape me? I mean, that's how sick the cult of these lost poor people. Like, I don't hate these people because they're attracted to the same sex. I just like them because they're totally brainwashed loser followers that love the system and will take into their body whatever they're told, whenever they're told, because they've been separated from God. And now when they're separated from God, they become engines to attack my freedoms. And then to come to my door and say, put this in your body. Let me genetically rape you. Here's Kamala Harris.
What to share with people when you're canvassing in your community to help address their legitimate concerns and needs. So, for example, if you knock on the door and someone says they don't have the time to get the vaccine, because people are busy, they're trying to just make it through the day. Or they say that pharmacies are never open when they do have time. Well, let's address that. Because now you can let them know that pharmacies across our country are keeping their doors open for 24 hours on Fridays in June, including today. Because we need to meet people where they are. Some folks are working two jobs. Some folks are working three jobs. So let's figure out how we can make it accessible for them to get a vaccine when they're able. And what if they say they can't miss work? Well, you can tell them that there are employers across the country who are offering paid time off for their employees to get vaccinated. And we want to encourage.
All right, so there you go. They'll do anything to get you to do this. And then out of the gates, heart inflammation, heart attacks, strokes, death. We'll show you the numbers when we come back. But the smoking gun, I've not been building it up for no reason. I'm going to read the whole thing. I'm going to show you the documents. It makes me physically sick. It's Fauci. Months before it was announced, COVID was out there saying, get your COVID-19 by name virus vaccine ready. Because they already had it named. They already had it ready. They already had it prepared to come out and be the saviors of the earth. All run out of that criminal command base, Wuhan. All that evil men in power seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globals are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best sale ever on that. And, of course, Bio. grow. True selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Disease response for 45 years. Allied with Bill Gates, allied with the globalists, thinks we're too stupid to take him on. In fact, he says questioning him is questioning science. Well, I thought science is questioning. He said, don't question me again last week. He helped set up the major illegal, under international law, bioweapons labs here in the United States. And in 2015, when there was a major pushback by U.S. scientists, He moved the illegal gain-of-function coronavirus operation to China so they could dummy up the records and claim it came out of a zoological area. But it's those documents that showed they were dummying it up, so it's their attempt at a cover-up that has covered them up with their own corruption, which is now sinking them to the bottom. It's covering up their political grave, burying them 6 feet under. So here's Fauci right after Trump got in saying, don't worry, there's going to be a big pandemic coming. It'll be a major challenge to Trump. And you look at the self-satisfied announcement, he's like Hitler announcing the invasion of North Africa or the bombing of Britain. I mean, he is as pleased as a pig, and you know what? Here it is.
If there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. And I hope by the end of my relatively short presentation, you will understand why history, the history of the last 32 years that I've been the director of NIAID, will tell the next administration that there's no doubt in anyone's mind that they will be faced with the challenges that their predecessors were faced with. So for those, and if there's one.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So let's get to the big news that's been on InfoWars.com now for over an hour. But I've been giving you some of the backstory and hopefully getting everybody's attention to share this information. And I don't know how you have a hardcore enough headline. I'm not saying Kellen McGreen's headline isn't strong enough. It's strong. It's the truth, but it could be more strong because this is hardcore. Smoking gun, question mark. Let's pull the actual article up, see if he's changed that to just smoking gun. He can do what he wants. He's a writer here, but I'm just saying smoking gun, exclamation point. 1 month before COVID outbreaks, Fauci and Moderna sent, quote, mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidates to Wuhan lab-linked doctor. Well, he's not just the doctor. He was the actual head of the project. Peter Daszak was above him. But he was the doctor at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, that actually ran it. Documents show Anthony Fauci's NIH and pharma giant Moderna shared mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidates, that's a quote, with an expert who mentored the Wuhan bat lady and helped test the COVID vaccine 1 month before COVID-19 was identified. Originally posted at Axios last year, it's all hiding in plain view, documents reveal that U.S. government and Moderna teamed up and to send material transfer agreements to top specialists just days before COVID-19 was leaked in Wuhan, China. Remember when Fauci got confronted, they said, you're doing gain of function. By Senator Paul, he goes, that was Chapel Hill, not the other place. Playing games. The transfer agreement was signed by multiple parties between December 12th, December 19th, 2019, months before we hear about the Wuhan situation. According to official narrative, the World Health Organization, WHO, became aware of the pneumonia outbreak in the city of Wuhan in December 31st, 2019, but kept it quiet. That's still well ahead of this, so that's right on time. Remember this in Fauci's voice. Not until January 9th, 2020 did WHO release an official statement regarding the novel coronavirus found in a hospital patient in Wuhan. One of the signees of the transfer agreement, Dr. Ralph Barrick of UNC Chapel Hill, headed up the whole project, has extremely close ties with Wuhan Institute of Technology. I don't know, does my genitals have to do with my body? Or maybe my eyes? In the material transfer from me, Fauci, and Moderna, asked Barrick to perform challenge studies with mRNA vaccine in a redacted model as described by Exhibit A. So they know this is about to happen. They're running Event 201 a month, 2 months before Fauci is with Gates, where this exact thing happens out of a city in China, a SARS-like disease, all of it. It was in Crimson Contagion a year before that. It was in 10 years before that. It was in a lockstep. But now it's going from drills and preparations to the real thing. So now it's time to get the vaccine ready. With the level 4 bioweapons lab connected system at Chapel Hill that's really working for Fort Detrick. And here's what you don't get anywhere else. As I told you a year and a half ago, as I told you 10 years ago, and as Dr. Boyle told you 15 years ago on my show, it's globalists in charge of our bioweapons using Gates and others and Fauci to transfer it over to the Chinese to a multinational UN lab so they can release it and attack the world, take over the world. But the Chinese are like, don't release that. We won't be part of the thing if you release it here or if you release it in America. We can blame you. We'll do it at a multinational lab. That way, it's a multinational lab. And so no one will tattle on what they've done because everybody's involved. That's how you get the global government in charge. That's how corruption works. You get everybody involved in a smaller corruption. Now they'll all support the big corruption. And it was J.R.R. Tolkien wrote of the allegory. He was a big Christian, but also a world historian, about the ring where Sauron makes this many rings for the men, this many rings for the elves, this many rings for the dwarves. But when they take on those rings, they're all controlled by the one ring, you see. And that's why they even had all these different events and things where they show it as the power of Sauron and the all-seeing eye. And so once all these countries and all these groups and all these people have signed on to the one power, well, there's a secret that controls it all, Satan. And so that's the allegory of the one ring and all the other rings. And so all these bioweapon labs give their weapons to this one lab. It's released. China doubles its GDP. America's in deep trouble. Everything falls apart. They keep us closed. It's all working wonderful. They're social engineering everything. They bring out the vaccine that carries out the depopulation to get rid of aging U.S. populations and to reduce fertility. After all, China killed 500 million of its people under the one-child policy. So we're showing China we're on board. Look, we'll really do it. But China this year said, we're having 3 children now. We're not following a new world order. We're done. Thank you. And by the way, we control your agents in the United States. So just like Hitler and Stalin turned against each other, Gates and Fauci and their system that was under Chinese control, the Chinese have thrown them to the wolves and are saying to Western intelligence, go ahead and burn Fauci, burn Gates. We don't care, but we know it came out of Fort Detrick, fenced through Chapel Hill, sent to China to then attack America. But it wasn't the U.S. military attacked us. It was globalist criminals inside working against all nation states and all peoples. And that's why you can't let these bioweapons labs produce this stuff in the name of finding a treatment for a future attack. Because someone will always use that power. A big corporation, a UN, a world government. Who's the winner? The UN, the big corporations. That's why Apple and Facebook were all heavily invested in that very Wuhan operation. And then helped cover it up. Because they know the big bio attack they launched was the future of the world and their takeover. What happens next? We'll talk about it straight up.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Social engineers don't just want to depopulate, quote, save the earth. They want to play God and genetically engineer every single one of us. They are psychotic degenerates, and most of them are pedophiles, from our research. They're demons. They're anti-humans. They're destroying human progress. They're suppressing us on our arc to the stars to touch the face of God. They're in the way of God's plan. They will be removed. So the big article is up on Infowars.com. Smoking gun 1 month before COVID outbreak. Fauci and Moderna sent an mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidate to Wuhan lab link doctor. He's not link doctor, it's head of Wuhan projects, who was running it out of Chapel Hill and transferred it to that facility. And it goes over all of it. It shows the documents. It's all right here. And the material transfer from Fauci and Moderna asked Barrick to perform challenge studies, that means tested on animals and people, with an mRNA vaccine, even though they'd already done it at UT and found it caused massive death in animals. Dr. Xia Jingali, infamously known as the Wuhan Batwoman, was the lead researcher alongside Barrick until she left the UNC Chapel Hill lab, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, in 2015. I know as listeners, you've heard this 50,000 times. It's in the documents now. In fact, Bat Lady and Barrick published a paper in 2015 describing a SARS-like cluster of circulating bat coronaviruses whose potential for human emergence, which they then souped up. How would they know the cluster specifically associated with the Chinese horseshoe bat shows potential for human emergence? Well, in their own words, they built a chimeric, this is a quote, remember I played you Peter Daszak a few months ago saying this, no one's picked up on that. In their own words, they built a chimeric by encoding a novel zoonotic COV spike protein. Oh, which they then create the vaccine for, which is the spike proteins in your body. See, that's the, which again, UT already found this. They already knew what this was going to do. So they target you with that protein. From the RSHCO14 COVID sequence, it was isolated from the Chinese horseshoe bats. Next researchers purposely infected human lungs for HAE cultures that were procured under University of Northern California, Chapel Hill, Institutional Review Board approval protocols. Oh, infecting humans. Oh, secret evil testing on humans. While gain-of-function research was banned in America in 2014, the 2015 Barrick Bat Lady paper admits continuation of these studies was requested, and this has been approved by the NIH. Again, all old news to you, but it's in all the public documents now. He lied to Congress. Imagine if Santa Claus was in Congress and said, do you wear a red suit? No. Do you have a white beard? No. I mean, this is ridiculous. Interestingly, a note at the end of the research paper explains the authors originally admitted the fact that EcoHealth Alliance funded their work. Oh, that's Bill Gates and Fauci. EH is the same group Fauci's NIH used to funnel money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where Barrick's co-worker, the Bat Lady, is the lab director. They also run all the internet fact-checking there, and Facebook and Google pay for it. I mean, and then they censor you while they kill you, and censor treatments, while Google knowingly is like, we want to be in on killing people, we want to be in on sterilizing people, we want to be in on this, but we got to, like, shut them up while we kill them. We're liberals. We're good people. Wow. What a bunch of sickos. Wuhan to investigate the lab leak theory, which is unsurprisingly dismissed. In fact, lead investigator of the WHO investigation, Daszak, determined within 3 hours of visiting Wuhan lab in February 2021, there was nothing to see here. But Daszak's obvious conflict of interest regarding the Wuhan lab and gain-of-function research now making headlines, he was just recused from that position. It goes on with all the background groups, the people that are involved in the CRISPR companies, and how they're splicing everything together, and oh, overhead shot. Here's all the documents that you got to read that are linked in the article at Infowars.com. There's material transfer, public health service, all the documents, all the names, the COVID transfer, the COVID vaccine, COVID-19, all of it. And here's Giuseppe Siramala. You're not allowed to say Eric Siramala, whenever you say his name. He's the guy heavily involved at all. He now works over at Beam Therapeutics that works with the CRISPRs. Oh, and you got the bioethics guy saying it's fine to inject you with something that makes you not be able to eat meat or make your children short. Because, you know, it's fine. Oh, liberal. No, the Senate rejects ban on certain types of human-animal experiments. Merging humans together. No big deal. It's all liberal. Senate votes down legislation to outlaw creation of human-animal chimeras. So that's where they are. Oh, here they are in 1932 saying they do it. We're going to make women wear masks so they get lower oxygen to lower the IQ of their children and make them dwarf-like. Well, you're wearing your mask now, aren't you? But that's okay. I mean, it's liberal. It's cool. Here's Fauci at a conference in 2012, 9 years before he lies and says, I've never heard of gain-of-function. We shouldn't study it. No one's studying it. You're a liar. I'm science. Don't question me. Here it is.
Always been the issue of gain-of-function research, not only for influenza, but essentially for all infectious diseases research. Now, there are a few ways to look at gain-of-function research. There's the naturally occurring mutations, which naturally give gain-of-function, and investigators study these effects on the phenotypes of interest. Does this mutation make something more transmissible, more pathogenic, or adapt to host better? Or, what historically investigators have done, is to actually create gain of function by making mutations, passage adaptation, or other newer genetic techniques such as reverse genetics and genetic reassortment. When we do that, often some phenotypes appear and others disappear. For example, it is commonly seen that when you increase a transmissibility, you may see a decrease in pathogenesis, or vice versa. You may deliberately increase pathogenesis and see a decrease in transmissibility. But the bottom line is that gain and loss of function...
Hang on 2 seconds. What Fauci's really doing, though, is they learn different mutations in pigs than in human test subjects. They torture to death in China. That's going to come out soon. With those labs, with the Uyghurs and others, to where they actually can put it in your body with a higher transmissibility one that then mutates, they've already mutated it before, in your body to be more deadly when you give it to others. Or the vaccine goes in and triggers a sloughing that then releases something actually deadly, which creates random things which they then test in the environment and gather up to create their real weapon. So they're using us as a giant scout camp to find the next super weapon. Oh, now you see. Let's continue.
Genetic reassortment. When we do that, often some phenotypes appear and others disappear. For example, it is commonly seen that when you increase a transmissibility, you may see a decrease in pathogenesis, or vice versa. You may deliberately increase pathogenesis and see a decrease in transmissibility. But the bottom line is that gain and loss of function research is critical to understanding disease pathogenesis, antimicrobial resistance, and host responses, as well as to developing better techniques of surveillance, vaccines, and therapeutics. Specifically, to gain-of-function research on HPAI H5N1, what we're talking about now is the gain-of-function research in studies that increase predominantly the transmissibility, as was is the case that I'm going to get into in a moment, as well as pathogenesis and alteration of host range of the virus.
Okay, so this is an ongoing program he's running. He gets in front of Congress and says, I've never done that, I'm not involved. A lying, horrible, mass-murdering criminal that thinks you're an idiot and thinks he'll never figure out what he's done. So there you go. But what has been done and what's come out now on InfoWars.com and Axios and these documents is the smoking gun. A month before it's announced that COVID-19's out there, he calls the lab that they do their illegal research at in China, and he runs and funds and says, get ready for an mRNA vaccine for a transmissible through the air coronavirus right now. Get it ready so that, again, they can be the savior and bring it over here for everyone after they were the ones that clearly did the illegal testing, created it, and then released it right at the time to embarrass Trump and everybody else. As Fauci admits, Trump will be challenged by this new novel virus because they had cooked the whole thing up. And Fauci owns part of all four of the major approved vaccines in the United States, along with Billy Boy Gates. I don't get that type of Bill Gates money. I don't want it. I got you supporting and funding us. Got some new great Free American t-shirts with big old American flags on them and the Save the Frog shirts. And it's the last day to get our multivitamin, our vitamin C mega dose, with the zinc and our D3 with the calcium. All three of those are 40% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. That will be over tomorrow. Got to end that sale. The ultimate krill oil is back in stock along with X3 and, of course, Biodrew Selenium. X3 is 60% off. That sale's got to end in 1 week. We'll be right back with hour number four at Mike Adams.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.